Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Always moving by the Holy Spirit. Always looking for people he can bless. Always looking for people he can rescue out of this world. People that he know will love the way of life. If people don't love life, if they don't get in the love of God, they're not going to appreciate the things of life. And if they don't, they have to love life and hate darkness, hate sin. As we grow from glory to glory, that's precisely what happens. Now John said, if a person will murder his brother, he doesn't have the life of God in him. 1 John chapter 2. If we don't love our brothers, if we don't love each other, we don't have God's life in us. And that's why it's so important to choose to remain in the love of God. It is a choice. Emotions can be controlled. We can bridle all of our emotions and keep it subject to the perfect will of God. And we can remain in the love of God no matter what happens to us. When I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people, I knew that I was going to run into contrary people. I knew I was going to run into contrary situations, not just the people. You may have a day that's off, everything's not going right. And it won't take much to aggravate you, and you may slip and say the wrong thing to somebody. And I want to know that I could represent Jesus full time. See, a full time ministry is not just when you have a thriving church without, and you don't have a job to go to. A real full time ministry is when you love people full time. No matter where you are, no matter what happens, you remain in the love of God. Some ministers, their goal in life is to have a full-time ministry, and all they do is God's work, and they don't have to go punch a clock. But that's not always a full-time ministry. A real full-time ministry is when you love people wherever you are. And then I grew up in church. I saw many things happen for different reasons. And when I studied the Word of God, I wondered why people didn't do things the way the Word of God is written. They do part of it. And I know we know in part, but they still choose to do part of it and neglect part of it. And I've seen this all over the place. And organizations, they stick to a certain guideline. You know, this is what they do, this is how we do it. No more, no less. But you can't do God that way, because you're gonna grow from glory to glory. Now James Robinson said something that made a whole lot of sense to me back in the 80s. He said, don't hold me down to something that I said years ago. Give me room to grow. I'm going to grow, and I'm going to change and develop, and I'm going to see things in a greater way. I love that man. That man is a blessing. His testimonies and his teachings really helped. I had some of his tapes. I didn't really have a whole lot of his tapes. I listened to him on TV when I could, and I had a few of his tapes, and they really helped me grow. God knows how to get what you need to you. Now, the right concepts at the right time, that's, you know, the Holy Spirit knows how to get you the right concepts at the right time. And when that happens and you have more of the Word of God that you can understand, it helps you develop. When people box God in with their traditions and they won't do no more, no less, God has to work in a confine. Now, if a person grows from glory to glory, they can, you know, that's what following God is all about. God is going to prepare you to learn greater things as long as you have your heart set to follow him. You can get to a certain point and do greater than others. or you can seem to do greater than others. And it'll be awesome to you. But that's no place to stop. Some people say, well, I have the word, people are getting healed, they're being blessed. Good. But God has more to talk about. And you have to grow from glory to glory to get there. God has more to do in the, and see, this is the things that he taught me in the early 90s. He showed me the problems. He showed me problems of the church, and he let me experience some things so I know that I know that I know that the problems exist. And then he taught me how to follow him. Well, he was teaching me how to follow him. Then he showed me a need. And the reason people keep going in circles with the same problems is because they're not following the Lord. They are plateaued. They follow him to a certain point. They get to a certain point, and that's where they relax. But you can't do that and thrive in life. In order to thrive in life, you have to continue to follow God. You have to continue to renew your mind to greater things. And he said, it's best for the people that know me now to start following me now. Then the people will start following me. He said, if the leaders will follow me, if the pastors will follow me, then their congregations will follow me. That would have given the Holy Spirit more to work with. People would have lived more light. Now, people can indoctrinate themselves all they want to, but when more light comes around, it shatters the indoctrination. When Dagon stood next to the ark, he fell down. They propped him up, he fell and broke in half. Darkness can never, ever stand to the light. So when you receive more light, you expose darkness for what it is. And people have to reorganize themselves. They have to reevaluate what they believe. You expose what they believe to be untrue or incomplete. And you show them, you're living the light. Jesus said, let your light shine. All the knowledge you learn from the Lord as you progress and follow him, let it shine. It's going to embarrass people. It's going to cause people, proud people are going to get angry. And they'll push back. They'll get angry. But in the light they got, they'll run high, but they'll be angry, and they'll hate you for it. That's true. That's the proud. Your friends will be provoked because you're doing something greater than they're doing. But they still see the light, and it'll give them hope. The humble people are going to rejoice. They're going to receive instruction and come to the point where they rejoice. Some of your friends, they'll be provoked, but they'll see that you're right and they'll respect you. And then they'll receive what God's saying. Their lives will get better and they'll rejoice. And the proud people will run high. And they'll do whatever they do. They may slander you. They may just be quiet. They may just go hide. All that, well, that, these are the kind of things that happens when more light is shown. The devil's going to get upset and try to find the weakest people he can to get on board with him and slander the move of God. Cold religion is going to be offended. But the humble people who see the light and want more light, they're going to go for it. They'll grow in courage and they'll receive it. All these things happen. And people act according to what's in their heart. And some people that push back now, the word to get in their heart, start a healing process, they'll believe it and they'll come forward and they'll thank God for the new light. Now we have the responsibility of living the light of God's word. And it takes courage to do it. But when we do, it works. And you can feel the tension when you take a positive stand in life. When you live the light of God's word. When you do what's right because it's right. When you take the challenge to do right because it's right. Not because some rewards you're going to get. The world, they can't, they think that everything that we do is for some kind of reward, some kind of angle, some kind of benefit. No, it's not because we're going to heaven. It's not because we're going to miss hell. It's because it's right. We do what's right because it's right. Because we believe God and He's doing things. Now, when you take these positions, when you live the light of God's word and don't hide the light under a bushel and try to blend in with the world, that's a cowardly act. But when you do what's right, you expose things for what they are, so everybody can see where they are. So that if they repent now, anybody that repent now and judge themselves, they won't have to be judged by God. Now, we all got friends and loved ones when Jesus come back and they out of bounds. They're going to know all at once that they were wrong. And they're going to know where they were wrong and why they were wrong. And the choices they made, that they chose, will be a witness against them in the presence of God. Now, it's better for people to receive a little light now than all of God's light then and be lost. The healing process continues when we allow the light of God to shine. We didn't make the light. We let it shine in us. We choose God's ways and His word works. We go to work every day working as unto God. That's light. We love each other that don't love us, that's light. We love others that love us, that's light. We minister life to people according to the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit at the right time. As He opens doors and we do the things of God, that's light. We don't retaliate, that's light. We operate in the wisdom of God. We don't let things get out of control. We organize our lives to work well. Like a well-oiled machine. That's light. All of it. The wisdom of God. We receive all of God's word. As we can receive it, we receive it. As we notice it, we receive it. That's light too. And it gives God something to work with, greater things to work with. Now, when that happens, it's easier for God to relate to you. It's the more you love His people, the more you love His word, which is His will. The more you'll love His will, which is the word, and you'll love His ways. You're going to see how God do things. You're going to fall in love with the way God do things. And it's going to be remarkable to you. You're going to start appreciating things that He did and said. And you won't worry about why as much as you used to. You're going to want to see what's next. Because all of it is good. And you're going to love it. And you're receiving light, and you're relaying light, receiving light, and relaying light. And people around you are growing and learning how things should be. And if you weren't there, some of them would be lost. People that you work with every day, they're gonna be with you in heaven, and you probably think they're not going. But people record everything you do in their mind, in their memory. They see. Don't think for a moment that they don't see. When you have problems, the way you respond to your problems is light, or can be light. If you do it God's way, it's light. If you do it Satan's way, it's darkness. Darkness is interference. It's like trying to watch TV with static. And then in the old days, if the weather was bad, and you know, you may get a staticky picture, but on a clear day you have a beautiful picture. And you had to decide whether to go outside or finish watching TV. When darkness is around, things go south. But when the light of God's word is around, people start elevating. They start doing better and better. Even sinners benefit from being around Christians who live the light of God's word. Even if they don't get saved, they benefit. There are companies and organizations, God will bless the whole thing because of His people are working there and they're living the light of God's word. and the doors stay open, and the centers get to keep their job, and they continue to make money in hopes that they'll change their opinions and receive the light. The light must be received by every individual. Some people will reject it, some people will receive it. But the chances are a whole lot higher that people will receive it if they can see it in the first place. And if they don't see it, they don't have anything new to go on. And the Lord's trying to fish them out of this world while he has time, which is short. In a few days, he's got to come back to keep the justice of his word. All these things are happening at once. If we follow God, we will do the mighty works of God, and not the beggarly lost things of darkness. See, when you love God, you're free. Your eyes are in your head. You can see. You can think. You can reason. You can notice the better choices. And if you become wealthy, you won't have to be miserly. You can be a blessing to people with the wisdom of God. You can't just give people money, and you have to do it in wisdom. See, when people learn to follow God, they learn a lot of other principles that work with it. They learn what not to do. They learn how to yield. They learn to be blessed. They learn to be a blessing. And they learn some things about people and how to be a blessing to them. A lot of people pray for $1 million so they can go around giving people money. It don't work that way. Some people will try to make a God out of you. They'll look to you and not God. God has to show you how to help people that need help and get them to come to light. Come to the light of God's way and come to life. It's important. The plan of God has a wonderful plan. And as we receive the light of his word and do it, we learn more and more. We graduate from glory to glory. We're more equipped. A college student is more equipped than a high school student. A high school student is more equipped than an elementary school student. And an elementary school student is more equipped than a kindergarten student. We grow from glory to glory. A professional is more equipped, in most cases, than a college student. Because they went through college and now they're doing the job. So it's important to know what God is doing in your life and how things operate. Jesus said that the children of this world are more skilled in operating their system than the kingdom, than the children of light are in theirs. We have to learn the principles of God and how they work by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we'll get the job done, by the Holy Spirit. He will guide you into all truth. You don't have to go to seminary school to get that kind of wisdom. You just have to yield. There are some men and women of God, that go to Bible colleges, and they take great measures to learn the word of God, and that's a blessing. Sometimes they learn good things, and sometimes they learn bad things with the good things. But nothing trumps the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guiding you in life can take you much farther along than any Bible college. And the Bible colleges are good, and God will lead you to them if that's in his plan for your life. I wanted to go. I would have gone, but the Lord didn't guide me to go. I did take a course at the church I went to and finished it. But the Lord didn't guide me to go to a Bible college. He trained me himself. And I'm glad he did, because he trained me for what he really needed me to be doing. He showed me the needs of people. Through my business, I worked at people's houses and homes, and I saw all kinds of situations. And I saw what was out there. And I worked the whole Jefferson County area. Not just Birmingham, but the cities around it. From Pelham to all the way to Pensacola. from Best Buy all the way to Pell City. I worked on cars. And it's important. I learned many things, many truths about people, because God is mightily moving by His Spirit, helping people to understand what He's doing. And I love Him. I want to see Him move in life. I want to see Him do the mighty works in me, with me, in me and with me. I want to grow from glory to glory, just like I preach. And I want to be prepared to do whatever is in His heart at the right time. The Lord is moving by His Spirit. He has much to say. He's going to help us grow, continue. We're going to operate according to the love of God. And we're going to win. And I just want to help other people win. God is good, folks. As we grow from glory to glory, everything changes. Everything is better off. Don't fall short. Follow God. He loves us and He's with us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.